So, I was just here thinking. I've been thinking out loud for a long time, for a good few hours. This was my free day, so I did a lot of brainstorming, a lot of thinking through things, and also a lot of research, philosophy research, I guess. Different people's philosophies and everything. And I was watching this video of this guy on YouTube. He was talking about how, what was he saying? He was talking about how, he's not against, he was talking about basically how guys should save their energy, not always being so sexually active and everything, being selective with the females that you indulge with or energy that you indulge with. His name is Immortal Minds on YouTube. And I feel like this was an important video, but then one thing that stood out to me was saying, he was saying, I'm not saying that you guys should just not be with any girl. The right female can elevate you like beyond the stars. And this is something that I'm just now finding out. I have a series on YouTube, my YouTube channel, All Seeing Tai, if you're interested. It's called Human Nature Is, or Female, it's called Female Nature Is Human Nature. And one thing that I've just found out recently is that the right people around you can actually elevate you. I know they say that it's about, in this world, it's about who you know, not what you know. If you have good networking skills, then you can become successful. And yeah, I believe that, and I knew that, or I heard it enough to believe it. And I could see, like on a smaller scale, how that could lead to success. But recently, since I've been on YouTube, I've only been on YouTube for about, I'll say a month and a week or something. And I found a lot of good people on there. I guess I've been networking on there, and I ran into some really good, positive, high vibrational people, and I talk to them on a daily basis now. And they have motivated me to become the best version of myself. I mean, I was already motivated by myself, I've been a lone wolf for a very long time, and I'm still a lone wolf, but I'm not afraid of having company. I'm not afraid of having good people around me, because we can both help each other out. But talking to these people, they're very inspirational. I have a conversation with them, and then it'll give me a great topic to talk about on my YouTube channel, or give me ideas to think through and think about, so I'm able to, come on this podcast and talk about it, or just use it in my life to improve on myself and share it to other people so they can improve on themselves if it works for them. And they also motivate me. We make sure that we're working on our health, working out, and working towards bettering our diets. They have motivated me, and they have helped me continue to do what I'm working on. It gets a little tough when you feel like what you've been working towards isn't really getting you towards any of your goals. But they give me more motivation knowing that, if I don't do something, they'll be like, "Hey, what's going on? Like, we gotta get back on it. We gotta keep on working towards improving ourselves." And I guess for a long time, I underestimated having the right people around you. This is the same thing for females. I'm a male and I'm attracted to a female. So a lot of things in the, like I say, in the red pill community, there's a big thing about, I don't know if I said this, but I'm interested in the red pill community thing. What I've found out is that it's a lot of male versus female conflicts, but I realized that it's a lot of similarities between us two. We just have to understand a lot better. And you know, finding the right female, even though there are a lot of females who may not, you know, we might not vibrate on the same, might not have the same vibrations. They might be a little bit more lower vibrational than I am. But that's just people in general, you know. That's not just specifically females. That's males and females. But, you know, there are some high vibrational females out there. And in due time, I will find them, you know. Maybe I'll find the right one for me, whatever that means. But it's out there. And the same with these guys that I met from YouTube. The same thing can happen with this female that I meet. I wouldn't say recently, but last year I had like a little breakup or whatever. It stunned me for a very long time. It's still on my mind to this day, but it's more of a motivational tool. Like, I wouldn't have been where I am now if it wasn't for it. And what I've learned is that when you get heartbroken, you want to hate, you know. I guess that's just some type of, it's just a tendency. It makes sense, you know. You, a certain type of person hurts you, or you think that they hurt you, so you want to hate all these, you know, hate somebody that looks like them, or hate, or just dislike, highly dislike someone who looks like them, or someone who reminds you of them, things that remind you of them, all these things, right? But it's not them. It's just a painful lesson that had to be taught. And there are still good people out here in this world. You just have to, don't let the bad overwhelm the good, you know. Don't focus on the 5% of bad when there's 95% good out here. You just gotta be patient and let it come to you. Let the universe take its, you know, do its thing, you know. I do believe that in due time the right female may come into my life, and they can elevate me and I can elevate them. It'll be a mutual thing. I'm trying not to say search for them or look for them, because I feel like when you're actively trying to look for something, it doesn't come for you, come to you, you know. I feel like the law of attraction is, you know, a part of it is you're not so thirsty for it. You're not so hungry for something, because I feel like when you're so hungry for it, or you're so thirsty and you just want it so bad, it's gonna run away from you. Like, you know, when they say chase, I like to chase females. You're chasing them because they're running away. You can't chase something that isn't running away. So, you know, I'm just living my life. I'm doing the necessary self-improvements to, you know, like when the right time comes, I'll be, there's always somebody out there who can, it's not lost hope. It's not lost hope in this world of people, even though it may seem like the majority of people may not relate to you, or they just aren't good people. However you want to see it, however you choose to see it, your life and reality is all about your perspective. It's about how you choose to see it. So if you choose to see more bad than good, that's exactly what you're going to get, you know. That's law of attraction as well. It's all about your perception. It's all about what you believe. And, you know, you can't be too forceful. You can't force anything in this world. It has to come to you. So the right people will come to you. The right things will come to you in due time. When the right people do come into your life, they can elevate you and you can elevate them. And it'll be a mutual benefit. It's not going to feel like they drain your energy when you're around them, or you drain their energy. It's not going to feel, nothing is going to feel forced or uncomfortable. You know, everything is just going to flow the way that it needs to, because it happens naturally, because the universe wants it to happen. If the universe doesn't want it to happen, you'll feel the tension, you'll feel the awkwardness, you'll feel all that. And then, you know, you should listen to it. It's a sign. The universe is telling you, hey, this ain't the one. So yeah, That's what I have for this podcast. I hope that you guys can take something from it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, thank you.